Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head. Number 239. Have excellent news. The previous episode turned out to be a pile of crap in both sound quality and quality of content. So that means this can only be better. It can't be worse. It can only be better. It can't be of the same quality either, because you can't reproduce something like that unless you try very hard, which I don't intend to. That's not to say that I don't mean to, that I'm not going to try to do a good show. I mean, I'm not going to try to reproduce what I did last time, which was basically this for 10 minutes, and a load of crap about Judge Judy. We won't have a we learn from our past mistakes. Not that there was a mistake. Well, it was a mistake, but it was intentional. I was just testing you. I wanted to see what your reaction would be. Turned out your reaction was to say absolutely nothing. Although I suppose that's not really fair to say, because I only uploaded it 5 minutes ago, and you haven't had time to react yet. But if the usual thing happens, nobody will react at all. We'll just get we'll just all ignore each other. Everybody in podcasting just ignores each other nowadays. We don't hear, nobody says anything to anybody. Anyway, no, we can't be negative. I should learn from Colin O'Brien did and be all positive. Say everything's great. I may be losing my job and getting only $30 million as a payoff, but someday I'll be back. Now I won't have access to my masturbating bear or whatever it is. But I've never seen that masturbating bear that they're on about, that Colin O'Brien no longer holds the rights to. I presume it's a bear that masturbates or something. If I had a bear that masturbated, I wouldn't be inclined to bring it on television or keep it as a pet or sign, or if I was working for NBC, I wouldn't be too pushy about owning the rights to it. But nonetheless, apparently that's how television works nowadays. In my day, they used to come on the television and you get a guy and he'd say, hello, welcome to the first ever night of television and Irish television. We're going to have, here's a fellow with a fiddle, he's going to play it now, and he'd do something like this, except with a fiddle. Hold on now, let's see if we can reproduce this. It's not that, no, that's not right. I wouldn't say, we'll turn down the tempo a little and see if we can reproduce the fiddle from the first ever night of Irish television. Now it's a hypothetical fiddle. I've never actually seen what happened on the first night of television, although I've seen clips, and there are people in bow ties and politicians and people looking very important, informal. Anyway, here's what the guy did with the fiddle. He went, like that. And then another fella came on and he said, hello, here is the news. Today, Irish television began. You don't have to watch those scumbags from England anymore on the aerial over from the BBC. Not that we've anything against them. Times have moved on. It's the 1960s now. We've moved on from all that hatred. So there'll be none of that. But nonetheless, it's nice to have our own television, not have to rely on foreign television and the Nazis. Of course, in another parallel universe, the Nazis have taken over Ireland and we have to watch German television. It's all repeats of what's-his-face, what's your man who used to be on the talking car thing? He's big in Germany. They love him in Germany. He goes over there and he sings and stuff and he says, hello, I can't remember what my name is. But I'm big over here. What the fuck is his name? His name is your man from Knight Rider. That's what his name is. Yeah, your man from Knight Rider. Although when he's doing his concerts, he's not known as your man from Knight Rider. He's known as your man who does these concerts and who's big in Germany. He goes on and he sings songs like this. He goes, oh, hello, David Hasselhoff. That's what it is. Hello, I'm David Hasselhoff. I am inclined to piss you off. Well, not you, you people at my concert. You've come in here intentionally, so presumably I don't piss you off, unless your wife has dragged you here. But no, I'm David Hasselhoff, and I'm big in Germany. Now, I don't know any German, so I'll have to improvise here. Tommy David Hasselhoff. Is he grande in on German? August. Keen for gorilla on gorilla egg dog selection cat marche de holy Gaelic German, that's what it's called, with a bit of French mixed in. David Hasselhoff, I presume that's the German name. David, of course, is from the statue of David, which is a German thing. This fella came along, according to the Bible anyway, he was walking out of a city and he was told not to look behind him, but he looked behind him and then everything froze and he became a statue. And that statue is the statue of David. It's very famous over on the European mainland. Or is it Greece? I'm not sure. Or is that the same thing? Anyway, there's definitely a statue of David somewhere. And there's reproductions of the statue of David. Just like when you go to the Vatican in Rome, you can get little plastic statues of the Pope. I went there just when the new Pope was taking over last time, and they still had statues of the old Pope. They were selling them off, going, old popes for sale, special discount, get your out-of-date Pope right now. You can pretend he's dead when you have the statue, because the statue doesn't move. So just place it lying down, rigor mortis to set in, and then you can get some white smoke and do a little, paint him or something and turn him into the new Pope. He could be a Transformer Pope. Transformer Pontiffs in disguise. Not in disguise. I mean, in disguise. There's no pontiffs in the sky. Except, of course, when they're in the air flying. But they'd be, you wouldn't really think of that as being in disguise. People don't come on the news and say the pontiff is currently in an aeroplane, unless he's doing something in the aeroplane, maybe having an aeroplane mass. But no, it wouldn't be considered newsworthy. Flying isn't considered newsworthy anymore. There used to be a time when if someone got in a plane and got it to lift up off the ground, that was considered news. They'd say, what's their names, brothers, are up in the air at the moment. Now we have an update to that, they're on the ground now. Their plane has crashed after 10 seconds in the air, but they definitely flew. It definitely wasn't a jump. It definitely wasn't just someone throwing a plane over to the other side of the valley. There was definitely, it definitely counts as flying as far as we're concerned. So there you go. What else was I going to say to you? Are we still recording? I'd better check. We're having all sorts of technical difficulties with this week, but the new studio it's due to be dispatched around Monday from England. It's going to come over here. I'm going to set it up, and then we're going to have brand spanking new, improved into your head. Until then, you just have to deal with us. I think we'll close with a little tune. Let's see what we can do here. Flying pontiffs, repetition, repetition, repair. What's that word where you repay someone and it's called reparation? Oh, is it reparation or something? No, this is kind of ruined it now, because I was going to turn it into reparation, or whatever the word is for repetition of the word repetition. It's not repatriation, is it? No, I can't think of the word now. I would have been very clever though. I would have linked it into the pontiff and all. But no, that song is pretty much ruined now. You might as well give up. But at least it filled in a couple of minutes. Let's see. Let's see if we can do something else for you. Oh. This is a tribute to the late, great British comedian Les Dawson, who used to go on the piano and to pretend to be bad at playing the piano, which is exactly what I do. He was also fat and ugly, but I can't expect to do everything. Elvis impersonators don't always look like Elvis, especially not Elvis Costello impersonators. Although they do look like Elvis Costello sometimes, they go on and but all you have to do there is put on a pair of glasses and basically go, I'm sad. Here's a song about my depression, my ex-wife, and a cat that died. Look at me, I'm Elvis Costello. Oh, let's see if I can do an Elvis Costello song. Hold on a minute. That's not going to be. That's not sufficient. Hold on. How do I get rid of this fucking stupid noise? This will do. Elvis Costello, Elvis Costello, don't go changing into Elvis Costello, because otherwise this song would be a lot less uplifting. Something, something, thing. Elvis Costello used to be in that thing. No, he didn't. I'm thinking of the other fella. I suppose, in a way, the other Elvis is a bit depressing too, seeing as how he died on the jacks. But he didn't choose to do that. It wasn't part of his act. Oh, Elvis Costello, something, something. This is stupid, but it's going to have to do for now, so goodbye.